one of the things we're doing Sunday is we're presenting Bishop Tremble with the results of an offering we've been taking for Imagine No Malaria. And so we've got one of those large reproduced checks, you know, made to present to him during the service. And it's going to be a check for $6,000. So I'm pleased.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what we did was the chair of the anniversary committee and I had put our heads together, and we wanted the anniversary to be about missions rather than just about patting ourselves on the back, you know, for being here. So we did a thing called 125 Steps fundraiser for 125th anniversary, and the goal was to raise $12,500 for mission projects. And they chose Imagine No Malaria, and also a program we're going to be doing with a local elementary school, Spalding Elementary. It's going to be a weekend backpack program for the kids there who need some food assistance to take home food on the weekends. We had seen St. James United Methodist in town doing that with another school, and the need at Spalding was also there. So we basically were splitting up the funding between the two, and also some of that is going to go. We're big into Crop Walk in October, so some of the funding is going to go to Crop Walk too. But we exceeded our goal. Raised close to $15,000 by the time we were all through for all three projects, and so I knew that the Imagine No Malaria is certainly a project that's close to Bishop Tremble's heart, so I thought it would be neat to present him with that on Sunday while he's here.
And what were some of the things that members of your faith community did to raise that $15,000?
Well, we had people purchase steps in $100 increments. Some people went together, you know, in smaller donations to purchase a step. We got up on different Sundays and talked about the need for Imagine No Malaria funding and all the lives that could save, and used a lot of the Imagine No Malaria promo material. We also had folks get up and talk about the backpack program and what that could do for the kids. We talked about, you know, our anniversary and missions. And then we had some committees. We also had some committees in different ways donate. One of our committees that raises money annually through a bazaar that we have here every year donated some funds towards the goal. But most of it came from individual contributions. And just sharing what the need was, you know, it's pretty easy, I think, in a way, to talk about when you talk about the needs of children. People really get behind that, you know. So we had fun doing that, honestly, and to me, it made for a neat focus rather than just kind of an event just for us.